Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Of Luna Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. So earlier this week, I released an episode all about Scorpio season and the upcoming Mercury retrograde. And even though I gave the episode a caveat, the predicted intensity of Scorpio season freaked a bunch of you out. I'm sorry. But again, I will say, I am not giving you an ominous life prediction that you have zero control over. I am giving you an astrological and intuitive read of what you may experience energetically so that you're able to see it for what it is and choose the actions, emotions, and thoughts that serve you best. You always have control over your reaction and response. Knowing that Scorpio season might be layered with moments of intensity will allow you to observe them rather than get caught up in them. Okay, so let's have a look at the Scorpio new moon. The new moon in Scorpio will take place on Monday, October 28 at 2:38 p.m. in Sydney, 3:38 a.m. in London, and on Sunday, October 27 at 11:38 p.m. in New York. The mantra for Scorpio is I transform. And never is there a better stage for true metamorphosis than during a new moon. Now, I have been feeling, the best way to describe it is like this culmination of energy that's been gathering over the past few weeks. And this energy has a very clear and direct line to something. And it's not going to let anything or anyone stand in its way. This energy kind of just keeps getting faster, collecting more and more energy and gaining more and more momentum until finally it transforms into something new. So this could be a new offering, a new opportunity, a new relationship, a new direction, whatever that looks like to you. But that's kind of like the energetic read I've been feeling, and I've looked at it from all different angles, and that's just the best way to describe it. Almost like the visual I got, but I don't know if this is the right way to describe the visual, but the visual is sort of like this tumbleweed that's like, you know, like rolling down this dusty road, gathering stuff as it goes, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it reaches its final point and kind of just like explodes. So that explosion could be super rewarding for you. The explosion could be, you know, breaking down of walls and barriers. It could be something that needs to, like a drastic change that needs to happen in order for the transformation to take place. Something to ponder. In astrology, Scorpio rules the eighth house, which is concerned with sex and scandal and secrets, death and transformation. It sounds a little dark, I know, but only because it's cast in shadow. If you shine a little light on it, you can see it differently. So same stuff, just seeing it from a different perspective. The common consensus around this moon is that change is inevitable. And for many of us, it could come out of nowhere. But don't let this scare you. Let it excite you. The intensity of Scorpio is dampened, I believe, by this incredible opportunity to transform and experience new energy, which brings me to the notion of impermanence. Everything is impermanent, and Scorpio knows this better than most. We exist in a universe governed by cyclical energy. Everything is in a constant flux of growth and decay, contraction and expansion, lightness and shadow, and an inevitable part of every cycle is death and rebirth. The impermanence is just as present in the growth stages as in the decay. Nothing lasts forever. This should bring you comfort. Be grateful and present with the light, and just as grateful and present with the shadow, because both will pass. This is a wonderful thing to keep in mind during a new moon intention setting practice. If there is energy that has felt stuck around certain intentions, make a few tweaks and changes around how you desire to feel and what actions you're willing to take, and you may just see a beautiful metamorphosis take place, because even stagnancy passes. If you need help with your intention setting practice, I would love for you to join me for the online Scorpio New Moon Circle. It's taking place on Tuesday, October 29 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So that's the night after the new moon when the energy is still super, super potent. Some ways you might like to work with Scorpio during this new moon, and it's always really important during a new moon to be working with the energy of that particular moon. And that's why my Lunar Lover membership is so beneficial, because you can really understand the specific energy that's taking place and use that as part of your practice. So some ways you might like to embrace Scorpio. Embrace your sensuality and sexuality. Scorpio is sexy as hell, and that sensuality tends to play in the shadows. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Embrace it. Use it to discover parts of yourself you've perhaps not dared to explore. And how you embark on this exploration is so personal. It's absolutely up to you, but just know that it's a really energetically potent time to embark on that exploration. Something else to think about during the Scorpio new moon is, how can you deepen your relationships? But only if they're ready to go deep. If they're not, then Scorpio may bring about some drastic changes to alter the course of the relationship, but this is a good thing, okay? So I want you to feel into this idea of deepening relationships through a very calm and centered space, and know that any transformation that takes place is always in your highest interest. Something else to ponder during this Scorpio new moon: can you forgive and make peace? Now, forgiveness is usually something that I encourage during a full moon, because the energy supports it. But holding grudges in Scorpio season and around a Scorpio new moon is just plain detrimental, folks. So watch out for obsessiveness in Scorpio season. And in this context, obsessing over a grudge that you could just as easily forgive and move on from, yeah? And by doing that, you create a transformation within the situation. Something else you might like to do during the Scorpio new moon: allow your ego to die and see what births. Now, a healthy ego is a good thing, for sure. But what if you allowed your ego to take a little bit of a back seat during this Scorpio new moon and see who you become? Ask yourself, am I being affected by this because my ego is bruised? Am I reacting this way from an egoic space? If you could come instead from the heart and be your authentic self in the moment, even if that's a little shadowy, how could the situation transform? Another thing to think about: can you be open to big change? Yeah? So exciting. Big change, capital letters big. Whether you're longing for an epic change or not, be open to the possibility of it. If we close ourselves off from shifts in energy and deaths occurring, we stunt the growth cycle. Scorpio demands profound change. So start fantasizing, visualizing, prophesizing what epic changes you're ready for. We're going to do an exercise around this in the Scorpio New Moon Circle. So if you do want to be a part of that, link is in the show notes, or head to jordanalevine.com and follow the Join My Online Circle tab at the top of the page. Lastly, embrace the intensity of your emotions. Scorpio is a water sign, so it is very, 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 very likely that emotions will arise around this moon. And yeah, it's likely that those emotions will be intense. So bathe in them, enjoy them, really feel them, and observe how they transform your inner psyche, your heart space, and your ability to respond. If you can do all of this without judgment, you will survive this moon. Most importantly, be patient with yourself under Scorpio energy. Remind yourself that all energy is cyclical and impermanent. Allow the deaths to occur and the changes to happen so that the energy can keep moving. And if you feel the intensity of a situation, remind yourself, this too shall pass. Remember, if you want to become a Lunar Lover member, head to the link in the show notes or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Until next moon, I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.